Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down a plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church unite.
Get up, stand up and fight. God's army is
light. Hey, hey, let the church unite. Together we stand, no weapon cannot conquer me.
Well, good afternoon, and to God be the glory. Today is Monday, September 27th, 2015, and today we are celebrating Labor Day. So what does Labor Day mean? Labor Day is the first Monday in September. It is a creation of the labor movement and is dedicated to the social and economic achievements of American workers. It constitutes a yearly national tribute to the contributors, workers who have made to strengthen and prosperity as well as being in our country. So hopefully those of you have got together with your families or your friends or even your associates, and most Americans go out and have picnics and come together and grill and just spend time with each other. So hopefully today has been a blessed day for you. Welcome to our faithful listeners and our brand new listeners, all of our devoted financial partners as well. We truly have an amazing, awesome blessing for you today. My name is Senior Chaplain Shalia Griffith. I am your co-host together with my anointed and amazing husband, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith, the host of our dynamic radio program, Come Together for Change, which is sponsored by our God-ordained and appointed ministries, Men in Search of Change, and HCG Outreach Center for Change International. For those of you who are not aware, our God-inspired radio broadcast is geared towards the sole purpose of helping you make the necessary changes you need to accomplish your goals and your God-given destiny through the understanding the change process in order to be victorious in all that you do in obedience to God and through your spiritual journey. No matter what bondage, stronghold, sin, or addiction has held you captive in the past, when you receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, you receive his power, his burden-moving, yoke-destroying anointing. Sin cannot hold you back any longer. Why? Because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen. It all starts by believing and receiving this promise. The more you meditate on his word, the more his power becomes activated in you. This you have to believe. Today, know that you are free and that you have victory. Receive this truth and let it lead you to transform your being from the outside in. Amen. Now, before you grab your Bible and your pen and your notepad, why don't you do something very special today and bless the ones that mean the most to you by calling them up and letting them know Come Together for Change is on the air in Las Vegas right now. We truly don't want them to miss this anointed word of God today. And if perhaps that you are turning into our radio program a little bit late or have missed any of our previous messages, you may simply log into our website at www.meninsearchofchange. Click on the topic entitled Come Together for Change, scroll down to the bottom of the page, and click on any date you wish to hear our entire broadcast. Amen. And if you're on Facebook, you can simply go up under Hudson Griffith or Elder Hudson Griffith and click on that page. You also will be able to hear our broadcast. Also, you can go to Shalia Griffith as well. Thank you so much. Now, our inspiration for this week is, which is written by our host of Come Together for Change, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson Griffith, and it reads as follows. When it looks dark in your own life and things are not going your way, dare to make that declaration of faith just like Jesus. It is finished. What you are really saying is, God, I know that you're going to turn this situation around. I know that you're going to heal my body. I know you are going to restore my family. I know you are going to give me the breaks that I need. Don't go around complaining. Speak victory over your circumstances. Trust that God is faithful and that he will complete what he started in you. When you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit of God makes his home inside of you. That's the same Spirit, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. That resurrection power can bring back health, bring back your strength and life to your physical body, and it can bring back life to your hopes and dreams. In fact, it can bring life to any area that may seem dormant inside of you. Amen? Our topic for today is Jesus Stills the Storm. Jesus Stills, S-T-I-L-L-S, the Storms. And our scripture will be found in St. Mark, the 4th chapter, the 35 through the 41st verse. And it reads as follows. Mark 4 and 35, and the same day when the even was come, he said unto them, let us pass over into the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And the 41st verse, and they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Praise God. Now, at this time, it does give me an honor as well as a great pleasure to introduce to some and present to others the anointed and gifted speaker of the hour, our host of Come Together for Change, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith.
Thank you very much, and it's a wonderful privilege of mine to come your way another afternoon. It's wonderful to know that Jesus Christ is alive, and he has all power. All power is given unto him, is what he said when he rose from the dead. All power is given unto me. And he said, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So therefore, this power that Jesus rose from the grave with, we have this power as well. And we are able to do the things that he did. The works that he did, we can do also. So I want to encourage you this afternoon to put away your fears, because God has not given us a spirit of fear. God has not given us a spirit of timidity. God has given us a wonderful spirit of love, of joy, of peace. Therefore, we need to be able to look on the circumstances when they come our way and say, like Jesus said, peace be still. Do you want to see peace in your life? Do you want to see joy? Let Jesus come into your heart. You heard that we're talking this evening about Jesus stilled the storm. Now, this is a wonderful passage, because here the disciples went with Jesus. They wanted to cross the lake, and the lake, it seemed, when they started off, everything seemed all right. But as they went across the lake, the storm began to arise. Now, I come from the island, the Caribbean island of Barbados, which is the most easterly of the Caribbean islands. So we are accustomed to understanding what storms are like. We are accustomed to understanding when we hear about storms. You here in the United States of America will also remember the storm that could face the state of Louisiana. And you know what devastation, because you saw it on television, happened when the storm arose in that state. Now, I want you to know that there are storms that will arise in your life, storms that come to beat you down, storms that will come to devastate your life, storms that will come to make you sad, storms that will arise that will make you sorry. But Jesus does not want you to fear, and he is going to still every storm for you, as he will say, peace be still. Well, let us go back to the story. Jesus was down in the bottom of the boat, sleeping on a pillar. And as he slept on this pillar, he was unaware of what was going on. And the disciples came to him in great fear and said, Master, fearest thou not that we perish? And I'm sure that a lot of you today, when your storms arise, you cry out to Jesus. Sometimes some of you don't even know Jesus, but you know when a storm arises that he is the one that can still the storm. I'm sure that many people looked in Louisiana when the storm arose and when the water arose, and many, we see the pictures with people on top of their roofs, on top of their houses. We see people in fear of their lives. We see people calling into 911 and saying how fearful they were that they were going to die and stuff like that. But God is sending a message to you this evening. He is saying to you, peace be still. Just as Jesus said, peace be still, he got up and he stilled the storm. Jesus today wants to still the storms in your life. He wants to still everything that is unfavorable in your life. And he is saying today to every storm, peace be still. It was very interesting that the disciples, when Jesus got up and said, peace be still, he turned to the disciples and he said, hey, man, how come that you're so fearful? Could you not have stilled the storm? And the disciples were amazed, because even though they were around him for so, and they saw the things he did, they saw the miracles he did, they saw the blind with open eyes, they saw the withered hand of a man put back back on properly. They saw many miracles, but when the storm came, they needed Jesus more than anything else. When the storm came, they needed Jesus, and they said to and Jesus said to them, "Why are you so fearful? You could have done it," but they did not. They were unable to do it because they did not have the faith. They did not have the faith to still the storm. Many times in our lives, when the storms come, we don't have the faith to still the storms. And they said to themselves, "Hey, how come that, you know, what kind of man is this that even the storms obey him, even the waves are obedient to him?" They said, "What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" That what manner of man is Jesus today? Jesus is the man who stills the storms. Jesus is the man who can do whatever is necessary in your life. I know that some of you are going through difficult times. Many of you are going through, there are so many storms in your life. You've just lost your job. You've just lost your job. Your house is going to be foreclosed on. And there's so many storms, as it were, that are coming up in your life. You don't know what to do. You don't know where to go. You don't know how to get out of this storm. The winds, it would seem, are blowing so hard against you. It would seem that the waves are coming up so strong against you that you don't know what to do. And you could, and you, like these disciples, can say, "What manner of man is this that even the wind and the storms and obey him?" I want you to know that regardless of the circumstances, God is able to bring you through. Regardless of the circumstance that you're facing right now, you may have been beaten. You may be going through difficulties that is causing you to fear. But the word says, "Fear not." Many times when the angels came to minister unto the prophets and to people, the first thing they said was, "Fear not." And I am saying to you this evening, fear not. Regardless of the storms, regardless of the waves that come to knock you out, regardless of the circumstances, know this: God is the God of the impossible. He's the God of the miraculous. He's the God of the supernatural. And he will not allow you to go under if you trust in him. If you put your trust in him, if you have faith in him, he will not allow you to go under. So don't worry. Don't fear. Don't let the devil cause you to think that you are going to go under. God will help you. He will bring you through to a certain victory. Regardless of the situation you're facing right now, I want to suggest to you that God is the God that will bring you through any storm, any difficulty. So stop worrying. You're worrying. Even my Christian brothers and sisters, some of you are worrying today because the difficulties seem to be holding you back. The difficulties seem to be holding you down. And the storms of life seem to be causing you to fear. But I want to suggest to you today, fear not. Fear not. Don't let the devil cause you to fear. Don't let the devil cause fear to come over your mind. No, God wants to help you, regardless of your situation. You might be in a situation where you are fearful of the very things that are holding you back. You may be fearful of the drugs. You may be fearful of nicotine. You may be fearful of smoking. You may be fearful of so many things. But I'm suggesting to you today that God is saying to you, fear not. Don't let the storms of life hold you back. Don't let the storms of life hold you down. Fear not. I'm suggesting to you that you have got to be able to turn your life over to Jesus. Regardless of the circumstance, God is able to bring you through. You may say, "You don't know what I'm going through." No, I don't. But I know a God that is able to bring you through. I don't care what situation you are faced with. I don't care what you are faced with. I want to suggest to you, if you turn your life over to Jesus, that he is able to bring you through. Regardless of the circumstances, God is able to bring you through. But he will bring you through if you surrender to him, if you give over to him. Now, as you turn over to your life to him, he is going to make a change. Don't let the devil fool you that you can't change. That's why our broadcast is called Come Together for Change. There is change that is possible if you are willing to turn your life over to him. He knows the difficulties. He knows the problems. He knows what God is able to do in your life. The devil knows what God wants to do in your life. He knows the changes that God is able to make in your life. Are you ready to make a change? Well, you are not going anywhere in the storm. You are not going anywhere. The storm is beating against you, and you are not getting any further in the storm. The boat that you are sailing in is sinking. So come on now. Get up and decide that you are going to make a change. Get up and decide that you are going to go in a new direction. Get up and decide that you are not going to drown. Get up and decide you will not allow the storms to hold you down. Get up and decide that you are going to make a change. Change your direction and let God bring you through. He is able to make a change in your life. Are you ready for a change? Stop looking at the circumstances. Stop looking at what is wrong you. What is wrong you cannot drown you if you are willing to put your trust in God. What is wrong you cannot cause you to suffer if you are willing to put your trust in God. And if you do suffer, God is going to bring you through. Even though the word says all those that live godly in Christ must suffer persecution, know this, that God is with you. And even though you're going through the difficulties, the psalmist David said, even though through the valley I go through the valley of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, thou comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. My cup runneth over. Therefore, even though you go through the valley of the shadow of death, know this, that God is with you. Know this, that he is willing to provide for you. Know this, that he will make a table in the presence of your enemies. You cannot suffer. You will not suffer. He gives you the strength to go through. Are you willing to make a change? But you've got to be willing to make that change. You've got to be willing to say, I am ready. I can do it. You've got to be willing to make a change. If you're not willing to make that change, God cannot help you. I want you to know that you don't have to suffer. I want you to know that the addictions that have held you back and the devil has fooled you and said you cannot get out of it. I want you to know that the devil has said to you, you cannot get out, you don't have any money, and that he will not come out of it. I want you to know that the devil is a liar. God is willing to deliver and set you free. Just as Jesus awoke and came and said, peace be still, I am saying to you this evening, peace be still in every situation in your life. Peace be still in every addiction in your life. Peace be still in every monetary situation, every lack of funds. Some of you don't have a cent to buy food. Some of you are so, the devil has held you back and tell you that you're not going to make it. But I come to tell you in the name of Jesus, you can make it. You can make it through every situation. You have just got to be willing to trust God. I want to pray with you now that God will give you the strength. I want to pray with you that God will give you the energy to rise up and say to every storm, peace be still in the name of Jesus. Peace be still. I want you to know that God is able. If you have the faith, if you are willing to pray, because prayer changes things. And I am willing to pray with you now, and I want you to be able to rise up and do what you have to do to get out of your situation that's holding you down. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come on the behalf of this boy. I come on the behalf of this girl. I come on the behalf of this man, this woman, who have been held down by the circumstances, and the devil has been holding them in addictions, in sexual perversions, and have been holding them down and telling them they can't get away, making them feel that they are they belong to him. But in the name of Jesus, I declare right now that they are free from every oppression, free from every obsession. In the name of Jesus, set them free. Let your Holy Spirit take full control and help them to cry out to you, Lord Jesus. We know that prayer changes things. Let your will be done in their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that anointed message. I know that God has blessed you to hear and to feel something that is positive that is going to happen in your life. Just remember, the storms of life come to every one of us. No matter how good a person you are going to have some rain in your life. Know that God sees where you are in life. God sees where you have been, and he sees the struggles of your heart. Release the struggle to God right now, and let God reward you with his everlasting promises. Stand strong, trust God, and see the fulfillment of the promises God has in store for you. Why? Because peace will be still. Amen. Well, friends and faithful listeners, this is all the time that we do have for now. In my closing, do drop us a line sometime this week and let us know how you are perceiving our program. Our mail and address is Come Together for a Change, P.O. Box 90553, Henderson, Nevada 89009. Or you can simply email us at hwgministries@gmail.com. or sgriffith2010@AOL. And if you are in need of prayer or counseling, or even if you have a question, please feel free to call Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith at 702-454-5717. Thank you again for listening to our broadcast, Come Together for a Change. Tune in again next Monday at the same time, which is 3:30 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And know this, that you are next in line for an amazing blessing this week. Just look for it. God will do it. And remember, this is your year of turnaround. So trust God and believe God's word, and that you will walk in financial victory, healing victory, victory to overcome addictions, victory for a promotion, victory for a new vehicle, a new home, and much more in this amazing 2015 year. Amen. Have a blessed week.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church unite.